Well, good afternoon, folks. It's good to have you joining with us today for another short devotional message from the Word of God. I'm just hoping Tozer behaves himself here in the background. These are just usually done in a single take. There's no editing. So if Tozer does something wrong, we're just going to have to roll with it. But you might remember a couple of years ago, at least, maybe 3 years ago now, on one of our devotional messages, we made mention of the fact that we had collected some acorns. We had put them into a pot and we were hoping that eventually a tree would grow. And that happened, took a little while. I remember bringing the acorn home, saying to our boy Joshua, who was quite a bit younger then, if we put this acorn in a plant pot with some soil and some compost and put it outside in the sun, it'll grow into a tree. And he was all excited. We put it into the pot, put it out at the front of the house. He got up the next morning, ran outside, and guess what? There was no tree. He says, Daddy, something's wrong. You said there was going to be a tree and there's no tree. Didn't realize it would take a little bit of time. And sometimes things that are worthwhile in life, they take a lot of time. And about a year after that, a little shoot appeared. And over the last couple of summers, the tree has been in the pot. We had to uproot it, dig a big hole in the garden here and plant it down deep. But lo and behold, here we are and we've got this small oak tree. It's not all that impressive, to be honest, because it's down quite deep to get the roots down a little bit. But there it is nonetheless. The tree is starting to grow. And it reminds me of a verse of scripture that's found in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse number 1 in God's word. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse number 1 simply says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. And the word really there for bread is bread corn. It's speaking about the seed. The waters that are spoken of there are the waters of the River Jordan that oftentimes would burst its banks, and the sowers would go out with their bread corn and they would cast their bread upon the waters of the River Jordan that had burst its banks. And that meant that the soil was very soft, very fertile. And if they cast their bread upon the waters, really the waters carried the seed wherever it would take it in nature's course. And it just reminds us of the principle of sowing and reaping. Cast thy bread corn upon the waters, thou shalt find it after many days. And oftentimes in the Word of God, the waters represent the Holy Spirit, and the river represents the river of God, the Holy Spirit moving in power and in blessing. And as we sow the seed of God's word in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that God's word will not return unto him void. And the Spirit of God can carry the seed of God's word to wherever the Lord would have it to go. And sometimes it's not until after many, many days that we find the seed bearing precious fruit. We have to be patient. The Bible speaks about the husbandman waiting patiently for the fruit of the earth, or for the fruit of the harvest. And maybe you're involved in praying, you're involved in evangelism, maybe you're involved in God's work, you're involved in the preaching of God's word, and you're getting the gospel out, and you're maybe not seeing much of a return. Friends, it's quality that we're concerned about more than quantity. And this little sapling here, this little oak sapling, is proof that if we sow the seed, it'll come back after many days and it'll bear fruit. This is starting to bud. It'll soon bear leaves. I'm not sure if there'll be any acorns on it just yet, but we trust in the future we'll have a few acorns. But just to let you know, no longer in the pot, it's planted in the ground, it's brought forth fruit, and it just reminds us of the power of the seed. But it takes patience, and we encourage you to be patient. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Folks, all the very best. We'll see you soon. Tozer's ran off here, but you'll maybe get a look at him next time. God bless, folks. Thanks for joining us.